for as little as $10 a month, you can help the station and make a recurring donation on behalf of this program. As a BAI buddy, you receive a WBAI membership card, as well as very nice discounts at area museums and various local facilities, and selected WBAI-supported events. And all donate a free CD, no charge to the station. It's a safe, secure, and easy way for you to support this commercial-free, listener-sponsored radio station, WBAI.org. Thank you for your support.
With you live in studio, in the studios of WBAI Red Garland, ushering in Gary Null, bringing him back, welcoming him back with us on this membership drive edition, this expanded edition of the broadcast, the Gary Null Show, that is heard every day, Monday through Friday at 12 noon. Gary, thank you for joining us yet again.
Hi, thank you, Michael G., and today, we're going to be sharing a lot of time with people. We're a very important premium that deals with a very important issue. As many of you know, recently we saw parades around the United States due to Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and rightly so. All of us support the prevention of breast cancer. The trouble is, in Central Park, when tens of thousands of people marched, because I was there doing marathon training with our Natural Living Running Walk Club marathon group, I asked probably two dozen of the women what they knew about what caused breast cancer and what was being done with the money from these campaigns to help breast cancer. There was no one, not a single person I spoke to, no matter what their background and status, really had any comprehension of what causes cancer outside of cigarette smoking and excessive sun exposure, which it does not cause breast cancer. In any case, they all thought that all the money raised was going to help people find a cure. When I told them what proof did they have of that, they were surprised. They had no knowledge that they've made pink drip drilling, the gas hydrofracking drilling bits that they stick in the ground, pink. So that company that does gas hydrofracking with all those known cancer-causing agents in the soil, in the water, in the wastewater, they partnered with the Coleman Foundation for the cure. Anyone at all, a toilet paper company, it was a co-sponsor. Companies that produce meat can be sponsors. So at the end of the day, you have a lot of companies out there who are looking to sell product or improve their image by aligning with this movement, and their products actually cause cancer. I think that is something that people are not aware of. So everything that I can see that's being done to educate us about what we should do to either prevent cancer or reverse cancer is not working because it's all commodified, commercialized. It doesn't work. Let me just give you one simple example and why this is all so important, and then we'll go into this in some depth because we have a lot of time on our hands. and I want to use it constructively. Every moment to be educational. This hour, we're offering for our listeners who contribute to this station two package. The first package is a book, a brand new hardback book, No More Cancer. And it's my book. It took several years to research and write, and it has my total knowledge on cancer in here, including what really causes cancer, a whole body approach to cancer, everything you need to know about the therapies that I'm advocating. And as you notice, every day this week, I'm having people on the show who I have not spoken with, we're not coached, not rehearsed, but they've all told us about how their advanced cancers, end-stage cancers, are gone. They're gone. These people are, you know, improved, healthy, vital, because they're on an alkaline diet. They're eating the whole grains, the amaranth, the barley, the quinoa, the wild rices, the beans, the almonds, the chestnuts and chickpeas, and the alfalfa, chia, coconut, radish, sesame, all the things that make a difference. Cruciferous is what they're doing. And it's made a remarkable difference. By the way, I have several hundred of those testimonials. This week, we're only hearing five. So there's no great secret about any of this. I've done multiple workshops on this. I always have my office open to any physician or scientist or nurse who wants to come and see people being helped using natural therapies. So all this has culminated in this important new book called No More Cancer. It's a hardback book. It's a complete guide to preventing, treating, and overcoming cancer. For example, on page 73, I talk about cruciferous vegetables. You know, that's the... They detoxify. They have compounds called indoles or isothiocyanates. That's what you get in broccoli when you eat it. Now, you won't know it's in broccoli. Sulforaphane, that's a compound in cabbage, broccoli, and asparagus, and Brussels sprouts. Kale, it's terrific. Mustard is terrific. Radishes are terrific. They all have anti-cancer nutrients. Turnips are great also. Watercresses and arugula are two of the best. And yet, where do you see that advertised in the March for the Cure, the Walk for the Cure, that you're going to have cruciferous vegetables in your diet every day? Not. And how about an alkaline diet? Ask every physician. I'll bet not 1% knows the answer. Research has shown that tumor growth increases in an acid environment. That is an absolute. And the blood is maintained in the body at a slightly alkaline level, between 7.2 and 7.4. So eating alkaline foods keeps the blood pH in its ideal range, which is important for the prevention and treatment of cancer. Ideally, the diet should be 80% alkaline-forming foods, such as those available in raw fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds and grains and legumes and peas, and your fruits like berries, apples, apricots, avocados, bananas, currants, dates, figs, grapefruit, grapes, kiwis, lemons, limes, mangoes, melons, nectarines, olives, which is a fruit, oranges, papaya, peaches, pears, persimmons, pineapple, quince, raisins, raspberries, strawberries, tangerines, watermelon. Those are very alkaline. Your vegetables are alkaline, and that then gives you the alkaline base balance in the body. And then you put in the green foods. These are the really good detoxifiers, spirulina, chlorella. These are blood purifying, phytonutrient rich, and detoxifying juices and foods. They rejuvenate organs. And we know, for example, the science shows that chlorophyll inhibits the activation of carcinogens at a molecular level. And you start looking at the science behind chlorophyll foods and reducing tumor growth. It's voluminous: spinach, chlorella, spirulina, barley grass. And there's at least 15 other detoxifying vegetables that are known from the literature to be beneficial against cancer. But then you have your red foods also, Michael, that are good against cancer, like tomatoes, strawberries, raspberries, tart cherries, cranberries, goji berries, very high in immunosupportive and cancer-fighting nutrients, and carotene. And these are anti-cancer. And then you have your fiber, which is so important, especially a type of fiber called modified citrus pectin. There's dozens of studies on this helping with all forms of cancer. And we need about 14 grams of fiber twice a day or three times a day. And the best for colorectal cancer is 30 grams a day. The average American is probably getting half that. And then the oils that have been shown, especially the monounsaturated fatty acids like olive oil, protective against cancer. People in the Mediterranean have a way lower rate of cancer than we do here. And olives are great for you, as well as the extra virgin cold-pressed organic oils. The juices are a big part of any dietary program. And green tea also, because it's very high in polyphenolic catechins. And green tea has been shown to prevent skin cancer, lung cancer, esophageal, stomach, and pancreatic and bladder cancers in animals. And there's at least 5,000 studies in the foreign literature alone in China and Japan on how it can help with leukemia, cancer, the compounds that are in green tea. Then you have mushrooms. Mushrooms, the magic mushrooms that are known, like maitake, M-A-I-T-A-K-E, mushrooms kill cancer cells by enhancing the activation of T helper cells. And research has shown that the maitake mushroom exerts a very favorable impact against cancers, mainly breast cancer, colon, and prostate cancer. Both the shiitake, that's S-H-I-I-T-A-K-E, and the reishi, R-E-I-S-H-I, mushrooms, also are very strong anti-tumor mushrooms. And the cordyceps mushroom inhibits division and proliferation of cancer cells. So anyone who has cancer should be using the cordyceps, maitake, reishi, and shiitake. And just even, you know, the little old white button mushroom that's most commonly used mushroom in America?
Yes.
It has the ability to suppress aromatase activity and estrogen biosynthesis, which makes it an excellent breast cancer chemopreventative agent. And then the seaweeds are very powerful to consume, like bladderwrack and spices. The spices, black pepper, curcumin, cayenne. These help prevent DNA damage by carcinogens, and they suppress cancer cell proliferation. Capsaicin, cap, C-A-P, sai, S-A-I, sin, C-I-N, capsaicin, is an ingredient found in chili peppers, and it kills prostate cancer cells. And parsley combats lung and breast cancer. And then you have all these wonderful antioxidants, like vitamin C, oral and intravenous, that can help with a whole lot of different cancers, alpha lipoic acid, the essential fatty acids, vitamin A, the flavonoids, which are the color agents in fruits and vegetables, and vitamin E, vitamin K, selenium, milk thistle, glutathione, coenzyme Q10, grapeseed extract, DMSO, glutamine, DHEA, melatonin, conjugated linoleic acid, lactoferrin, olive leaf extract, bindweed, resveratrol. I mean, and it goes on and on, page after page. And all this is listed. Everything I'm talking about is listed. And what it does, real definitive explanations like genistein, along with what is called dadzine, it is a phytoestrogen from legumes, like soybeans, that has the ability to undermine the bad estrogen, and it has anti-tumor properties, and it's really good at about 700 milligrams a day, four times a day. It can make an enormous difference if you have cancer. Of course, you do this under, you know, supervision. The herbs like echinacea and astragalus and aloe vera and turmeric and theanine and lentinin, red clover, essiac, oxy. And so what to avoid? What do you not do if you don't want to get cancer, if you haven't how to get over it? Antibiotics and alcohol and dairy and meat and radiation. And then you have to have a whole body approach. And I have the whole body approach in here. I have recipes, wonderful recipes that you eat, drink, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, Bavarian cabbage, eggplant, caponata, a creamy tofu dip, spicy bulgur salad, all these wonderful recipes. And then what's really important is I have the testimonials. And these are people I've specifically worked with. Lillian on rectal cancer. That did best with homeopathic. And she talks about how she had advanced end stage and how she is today cancer-free. Marilyn on breast cancer. Lynette on bone cancer. Edmund on kidney cancer. Henrietta on breast cancer with metastasis to the lungs. Tom on skin melanoma. Page after page of different cancers. Patricia on end-stage pancreatic cancer. She's alive and well today. All right, and Marilyn on melanoma and cervical cancer. Alive and well. All these people are alive and well today. George on pancreatic cancer. Remember how I said on my show that, and Joseph on pancreatic cancer. So I have all these really hard to deal with cancers. These people are alive and well. No cancer in their body. And I always say, before you go to a healthcare practitioner, just ask them, to your oncologist, would you please give me all the studies showing that the therapy you're about to give me has been proven safe and effective for the cancer I have? And then could you put me in touch with some of the people that have been helped by your therapy?
Mm-hmm.
Now, anyone who has a legitimate, you know, healing program will do that.
Sure.
You know, and if you don't, then you get angry at the patient and throw them out of your office. And that's what they do. Well, you know, when you have end-stage breast cancer, you don't want more chemotherapy because that's not going to help you. And if you have squamous cell carcinoma, you don't want more radiation. You know, and here's Jay with squamous cell carcinoma alive and Lee with breast cancer alive. Arthur with Kaposi sarcoma alive. And Ronald with bone, lung, and kidney cancer. Wow, he was within days of dead. He's alive and well. And then I go through the different therapies. And then at the back of the book, I have all the scientific references to show you that all this is hundreds of them based upon good science. So this is the brand new book called No More Cancer, hardback book, a complete guide to preventing, treating, and overcoming cancer. Now, here's the idea. If you don't have cancer, good. Then read it so you don't get cancer. But everyone in this audience, everyone listening now, knows someone who has cancer, has had cancer, and is likely to get cancer because our lifestyle is filled with stress, cancer-producing, high-protein diets, cancer-producing, or overweight, cancer-producing. Now, what if you're overweight and stressed and on your high-protein diet? Then you just look, cancer's on its way. But that's only one part of our protocol and program today. The other part is a 4.5-hour, I repeat, 4.5-hour documentary, award-winning documentary I did on cancer called Preventing and Reversing Cancer Naturally. And in here, I lay out all that I know on cancer, and I bring in the leading experts to explore natural and non-toxic and non-invasive therapies to prevent reverse cancer. And these are they're laying out the scientifically proven herbs and supplements and immune augmentative therapy and the anti-neoplastins, detoxification aids, experts in this stress reduction and self-healing practices, board-certified oncologists, cancer doctors like Richard Salazzo, you know, Henry Grayson, Sylvia Blazaski, Henry Dreyer, Raphael Kelman, Michael Schachter, Nicholas Gonzalez, Chris Calliope. They're all in here, all these people. 4.5 hours. So you get a 4.5-hour, DVD set of award-winning Preventing and Reversing Cancer Naturally, which you should all watch with someone who has cancer to give them hope and ideas. And the hardback, brand-new book, No More Cancer. It's my newest book, a complete guide to preventing and treating and overcoming cancer naturally, with lots of testimonials, recipes, in-depth discussions about each of the therapies and protocols, what works, what does not work. Now, that's what the program is today in this hour. We have a different hour later, different protocols, different premium. But right now, everyone knows someone with cancer. Everyone has had experience with cancer. And by the time you realize maybe you shouldn't have eaten, smoked, drank, or done the things you did, you got a cancer. And to be really proactive. Let's look first at what we can do to get ourselves healthy. And what's amazing is that with all other kind of illnesses as well. So it's something you just is universally important, and everyone should be following this protocol. So, Michael, over to you.
All right. So Gary has outlined this book and or the DVD, 4 hours of material, and I'm going to get myself a copy so I can take a look at it myself. A Complete Guide to Preventing, Treating, and Overcoming Cancer by Gary Null. Now, the DVD by itself as a standalone item is a $75 pledge. We have a package. The book that Gary was talking about, complete with all of these recipes in the book and the testimonials, the book and the DVD, that is available for a $150 pledge to WBAI right now at 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. If you go to our site specifically dedicated for these thank you gifts, just go to the site and type in No More Cancers. We're in the little search window there. In the search window, type in No More Cancers and it will come right up. And you can make your selections there or you can just call the number, the pledge line. It's 212-209-2950. Guide to Preventing, Treating, and Overcoming Cancer. It's Gary Null's. It's by Gary Null. It's brand new. It's available for a $75 pledge. That's the two DVD set. The two DVD set for $75 at 212-209-2950. Now, we have some clips that we're going to share with you in a minute, but I want to get a number of you calling in right now with your pledges of support sustaining this radio station. It's incredibly important. The Gary Null Show is on, comes to you Monday through Friday at 12 noon without commercial interruption. Make the call now. Support the station. Support WBAI. It's 212-209-2950. No more cancer. Two DVDs for $75. If you want the package, that's the book. Sorry, CDs. I said kept saying CDs. If you want the book and the two DVD package, DVDs for $150. It's tax deductible. It goes to support the radio station WBAI, and you will have all of this incredible information. 212-209-2950. Gary.
We're going to hear a few moments of it now, just to give you an idea. Mind you, it's 4.5 hours. By any standards, 4.5 hours is a long documentary.
Yeah.
But I couldn't make it less simply because I didn't want to leave anything out that I felt would be beneficial to people. Let me, and give that number one more time right now,
sure.
Michael G.
212-209-2950. I know you want to hear it, and I know you're listening to Gary talk, but please do make that call. So important to do that. Don't wait until the last minute and then overwhelm the call center. Do it right now as we go into the clip. 212-209-2950.
And let me just give you an example of how absurd some of the corporations and their front groups are. When you have that is selling hamburgers or steaks, a steakhouse, or you're promoting dairy, which a lot of these do, you're providing an excess amount of estrogen into a woman's body. And breast cancer remains the most commonly diagnosed cancer among women in the United States, other than skin cancer. And we're going to have about 40,000 to 50,000 women die this year from this breast cancer. And we have millions of women who have had breast cancer. And we're lopping off women's breasts for really no good reason. And it's very important that when you look at it from my perspective, you will not accept that you should have your breast removed because you tested positive for the genes, because it's meaningless. But estrogen is not meaningless. So when you're watching television and you see someone fighting for the cure, and the cure is a product, and then you buy that product and you barbecue that product, or you're eating that product, and if it contains estrogen, here's what you're not told, that estrogen plays a vital role in breast cancer. And it always has. And this is because the female sex hormones that stimulate cell growth, as your estrogen, plays a role in breast cancer. We know, for example, that increased alcohol intake, or any alcohol intake, increases estrogen levels, and that increases cancer. We know that being overweight increases estrogen. We know that being stressed increases estrogen. And in fact, fat tissue can make estrogen, and alcohol tends to stimulate its production. So when I'm seeing an alcohol company be a part of the pink movement, I'm thinking, but your product causes cancer, and you also are decreasing progesterone. And when you have a decrease in progesterone and an increase in estrogen, that's a bad combination. Why? Because estrogen and progesterone tend to balance each other in the body. Of estrogen or reduced progesterone both lead to what is known as estrogen dominance. Now, the symptoms of estrogen dominance include like water retention or breast swelling or fibrocystic breasts or premenstrual mood swings or depression or loss of libido or heavy or irregular periods or uterine fibroids or craving for sweets or fat deposition on the hips and thighs. And estrogen tends to be transformed into two major metabolites in the body. They can, they're for our reasons, Michael, let's call them the good and the bad estrogen. Mm. And the good estrogen is also tied in with good cholesterol. And the bad estrogen is tied in with bad cholesterol. The bad estrogen is technically known as 16-alpha-hydroxyestrione. And it favors the development of breast cancer. Whereas the good estrogen is called 2-hydroxyestrione. And that protects against cancer. And there are certain chemicals stimulating the formation of one or the other, like xenoestrogens. Xenoestrogen are chemical substances that are foreign to the body but behave like estrogens. And these substances mimic estrogen actions. Some xenoestrogens can reduce estrogen's effects, which are rapidly degraded in the body. And those are good, like the chemicals in soy, cauliflower, and broccoli. Those are the 2-alpha-hydroxyone. That's what can produce them. And they're good for you. Therefore, the more vegetables, especially cruciferous vegetables that you eat, the more of this 2-hydroxyestrone will be in balance, and that protects you from cancer. Whereas the synthetic chemicals that are produced by a billion pounds way back in the 1960s, and now it's 500 billion pounds, we're living in a petrochemical era. And many of the compounds around us are mutagenic, carcinogenic, harmful. The majority have never been tested for toxicity, let alone their cancer-causing potentials. And many of these synthetic chemicals behave very badly inside the body. We get them from pesticides, from fuels, from plastics, drinking out of a plastic water bottle or soft drink bottle in the hot weather, very bad. But that tends to give us the bad estrogen to bind to estrogen receptors, inducing them to issue unneeded signals to increase cellular growth. And the xenoestrogens can enter the body through animal fat. So every time you have a hamburger, a hot dog, a cheeseburger, a pizza, you're taking in these xenoestrogens. And that's going to accumulate in your fatty tissue. It's bad for the man, it gets in the prostate, bad for the woman, it gets in the ovaries and the uterine lining and in the breast. And the xenoestrogens tend to be synergistic so that a mixture can have dire effects. Then women have poor lymphatic drainage because of tight bras and tight clothes, not good. The lymphatic system is the circulatory part of the immune system. It consists of tiny vessels like capillaries, microscopic in size, originating in all the tissues of the body, and they drain the tissues of fluid and toxins and debris and cancer cells and bacteria and so forth. And the blood flowing through the blood vessels delivers oxygen and nutrition through capillaries under pressure. So the fluid in the blood oozes out to bathe the tissues. And this tissue is called lymph fluid, and it's the medium of exchange through which nutrients are delivered to the cells. So as the cells take in oxygen and food, which is good, and give off their waste, some of the cell debris is flushed out through the other channel, the lymphatic system. And for the lymph nodes are located in the armpits, and these nodes are tiny factories for white blood cell production in response to infection. And they filter out the lymph fluid, which then goes back into the bloodstream through the heart. And this pattern of flow is how the body works normally. However, when you wear a constrictive garment, like a bra, the pressure of the garments presses on these tiny vessels, shutting them off and preventing them from draining. And they have no internal pressure. They are passive drains, and they're not like the blood capillaries, which are under pressure from the heart. And as soon as they're constricted, because the blood of the bra lifts the breasts and gives them a different shape, which require pressure, there is a backup of the fluid in the breast, which is a condition called lymphedema, or edema for short. And this pressure and backup can cause pain and tenderness of the breast. And before a woman has her period, her estrogen level is very high, and this causes generalized body fluid retention, and the condition goes away after the hormones drop and the woman starts having her period. But during that time of elevated fluids, she has typically been wearing the same size bra she wore all month, even though her breasts have been a little bigger as a result of the constriction of the bra, which has become like a tourniquet. The breast cannot drain the fluid, and it backs up, causing congestion in the breast. Is that the cells are sitting in their own waste and debris. Imagine a toilet you couldn't flush, mm-hmm. but kept using it. And the pressure builds, there's tenderness, cysts form. And that's why women get cysts in their breast. And these cysts, which are filled with lymph fluid, eventually become hard. And this condition is called fibrocystic breast tissue. And 80% of American women have it. And it's because of their bras. But also that can lead to cancers as well. So I'm just showing that, you know, to have healthy breasts, you have to have the lymphatic system draining. To have healthy body, you have to have the two, not the 16. Getting rid of the animal products does that. Getting juices in the body does that. So you see there's a way to help the body. And any x-ray can cause cancer. And the diet also, our diet in America, the average American diet, causes cancer. Stress can lead the body's immune system to where it causes cancer. And then you've got this whole tamoxifen debate. And who are the sponsors of a lot of these cancer prevention and cancer treatment programs? The very makers of tamoxifen. Mind you, tamoxifen's been used for almost 40 years as a treatment to prevent a reoccurrence of breast cancer. And it's been only moderately successful in preventing new tumors, but even this modest success comes at a cost. And while tamoxifen may benefit some women with breast cancer, it's highly toxic, and it has side effects, and it's the leading drug given a woman with breast cancer. Millions of women are on it. The drugs, collectively known as SERM, S-E-R-M, meaning serum estrogen receptor modulators. And although the way these drugs work is not totally understood, it's believed that SERMs block the action of estrogen on the breast tissue, which in turn inhibits the growth of tumors. So how does tamoxifen prevent breast cancer? Well, the theory is that it works like a weaker estrogen. Estrogen is a major factor in the growth of breast tumors. More stressed a woman is, more likely to have breast cancer. More meat in the diet, more breast cancer. More overweight, more breast cancer. But not all breast cancers require estrogen to grow. These types of tumors have a site on the cell called the estrogen receptor, and tamoxifen competes with estrogen to reach these receptors, where it creates a barrier that prevents estrogen from binding to the cell. In theory, then, tamoxifen acts like a phytoestrogen, although it has contradictory effects in the breast to reduce the effects of estrogen on tumor growth, yet in other parts of the body, it acts like an estrogen stimulating growth. For example, in the uterus, it can cause endometrial cancer. It's very unpredictable, and women of color can have a 300% increased risk of cancer from tamoxifen use. But when was the last time a woman of color was told this?
Right.
So, you know, there are enormous health risks with all these therapy, and the chemotherapy actually can cause cancer. I don't tell people to take something or not to take it. I'm merely giving them alternative, so at least they know what can help them. The enzymes, the exercise, the massage, the wearing loose or fitting clothes, having therapeutic massage, lymphatic massage to drain lymphatic system, an immune augmentative diet, a body-mind connection. All this should be understood because this is all part of it. So all this is covered in depth in the book, No More Cancer, A Complete Guide to Preventing and Treating Overcoming Cancer, hardback, and the 4.5-hour award-winning documentary, Preventing and Reversing Cancer Naturally. This is our premium. And Michael G., could you give the number? And then we're going to go to a clip from the film.
Right to the clip from the film. It's 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Or give to, that's the, using the website, give to WBAI.org, using the numeral 2, the number 2, give to WBAI.org. And I can see here a couple of people are calling in, about half a dozen, almost 10 people have called in already, and that's great to see. Please continue to call now, 212-209-2950. Gary Knowles, A Complete Guide to Preventing, Treating, and Overcoming Cancer. That's No More Cancer.
And I've worked with cancer for decades. I've traveled around the world. I spent years following the best therapies by Dr. Joseph Issels in Germany, making trips there, and then doing a 5-year follow-up of all the people that were willing to be interviewed and to see, do you still have the cancer? Do you not have the cancer? So I did a 5-year follow-up in Mexico, Dr. Contreras, in Freeport, Grand Bahamas, Lawrence Burton in San Diego, Virginia Livingston Wheeler in Tijuana, Charlotte Gerson in Panama City, Dr. Al-Kaidi in Houston, Texas, Dr. Stanislaw Brzezinski in New York City, Dr. Emmanuel Arvisi. And so I didn't, and anyone who couldn't prove that they had people alive 5 years after they had started treating them did not make it into the book or the film. So the people, there are a lot of people claiming they can do a lot of things. Do they have the evidence to prove it? And so I looked for the evidence, and it had to be hard evidence, not just a few patients. I found hundreds and hundreds of patients with each doctor. Oh, the most was Dr. Issels. He had over 3,000 patients alive and well who had had terminal cancer and were alive and well when not only I did my investigation, but Gordon Thomas of the BBC did a documentary called Go Issels, which was suppressed and aired on the BBC and became, up to that point, the most popular watched documentary in BBC history, where they tracked down all over the world Issels' patients and found out he had the highest cure rate of any doctor in the world. And they had resources beyond my resources, but I was still able to track down over 500. So these are legitimate. These are not crackpots. And if anyone starts throwing any of this stuff in my direction, oh, well, you know, the American Cancer Society. Well, let me tell you about the American Cancer Society. I did the first expose ever published on the American Cancer Society. I did a whole series. And that's after me going down to Wall Street and raising money for the American Cancer Society. There are photographs of me raising money for the American Cancer Society back in the early 70s.
Wow.
And that's before I was given a whistleblower. And one of the first whistleblowers ever in America, Pat McGrady Sr., who worked for 25 years as head of public relations at the American Cancer Society, had his son, the award-winning journalist who was head of Newsweek's Moscow Bureau, Pat McGrady Jr., contact me when I was a scientist at that time at the Institute of Applied Biology and on radio, and said, I got a story for you about this. And when he told me the politics of cancer, I said, there's politics in cancer? He said, yes. I said, yeah, proof, and boy, did I get proof. That led to an article, that led then to a series of articles, that led then to a 25-year, quarter-century relationship, publishing 58 cover stories. That means that featured on a magazine, national magazine, and 2020, an Emmy, 60 Minutes, a major piece, Gabe Pressman, a 10-part series. So that opened the door. Then everybody... Yeah, but I got a whole lot to say about them and their unproven cancer management list, what I call the McCarthy list for cancer. If you're doing anything good, you're going to be on their McCarthy list. Right? It's just medical McCarthyism, I call it. Anyhow, this is the real McCoy. This is what works. And you've been listening this week to people on my show.
Right.
Non-rehearsed, people just telling you their stories from all walks of life where they would be dead today. They're alive and well, and they're willing to tell anyone the story. I don't hide anything. Everything I do is completely out in the open. I don't profit from anything because I've never charged a penny for all the 75,000 people I've counseled. They've been counseled for free. I don't sell them anything. I don't market any of this stuff. These are just people who I've worked with who are today are healthy, alive, and well. And yet I never tell a person not to take chemotherapy or radiation, or I'd never interfere in the relationship between a patient and their doctor. Mm-hmm. And almost always when I see them, they're near death.
Yeah.
In fact, they have to have a letter from their doctor stating that there is nothing more that the doctor or medicine can do for them. They've been sent home or to hospice care and to get their life in order in the next days or weeks or months they have because there's nothing more can be done. That's when I go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and yet you hear them on the radio,
mm-hmm.
live and well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you heard one and never again, but remember, Michael G., 10 years ago, I had 100 women who had overcome cancers in a 10-day period. My show every day for 10 days was nothing but 10 women per day, all using not my therapies, some did, but all other alternative therapies, and all of them had terminal cancer when they started their journey and were cancer-free at the end, and we had 100. And every one of those 100 women said the same thing. No doctor ever asked her how she did it.
Oh, my goodness.
They didn't want to know. That goes back to Fritz Perl, the father of Gestalt, saying, a fear of knowing is a fear of doing.
Hmm.
So give that number out again.
All right,
for
Gary.
No More
yes.
Cancer, the hardback book, a complete guide to preventing and treating and overcoming cancer, and the 4.5-hour award-winning documentary, Preventing and Reversing Cancer Naturally.
It's available for, the package is available for a $150 tax-deductible pledge. It's a thank you gift to you. We'll send that to you, thanking you for supporting the radio station WBAI that broadcasts the Gary Null Show Monday through Friday at 12 noon. The DVD, the 2-DVD set by itself is a $75 pledge. If you want the package, that's the book. Complete with the testimonials, complete with these recipes, that is available. The book DVD set is available for $150. The DVD by itself, that is the two DVDs for a $75 pledge. We'll go now to...
One second before
sure.
we go.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm just looking at the Daily Mail from the United Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
and they have featured this the Sun... And with this quote from today, from an hour ago, quote, giant sunspot on the sun spews out the sixth massive solar flare this week.
Wow.
Quote, it is the third major flare in the last 48 hours spotted by NASA from a sunspot which is 14 times larger than Earth and almost as big as Jupiter, and it is going in the opposite direction of Earth. But if this sunspot were to have hit us, we wouldn't have any electricity. For those who want to see this, it's on my website under my Facebook, and you can look at it. But when we've been talking about solar storms coming, they're coming. This is no, you know, this is the reality. And the fact that we're not discussing it, the fact that NASA's satellites are capturing it, that they've gotten six this week that are massive. These are the big X ones that would knock out the planet's electricity, and we're doing nothing. This is just insane to me, but just look up on there and you'll see them. So because we have people in the audience who think sunspots, we're not going to get a sunspot. Hello.
Look, they said the same thing about Superstorm Sandy, too.
Sandy, yeah.
It
and what happened?
Happen.
And remember when I called in
yes.
to the program director and I said, come on up here. We're ready for you. I've got cots set up. I've got food set up. We've got engineers on staff ready to help. And I was told we don't need it. And I called back about 2 hours later. I said, are you sure? And the guy was very curt with me and said, didn't you hear what I said? We don't need your help.
Okay.
And then they went off the air, of course. So it's real. Sunspots are real. How to survive a solar storm is necessary. And only in all of America, only WBAI had the courage to do an important program on how to survive a solar storm, and has a premium on how to survive a solar storm, including a 3-CD set and survival stuff. So that, thank the good people who realized, let's be safe rather than sorry on that. So let's go to the film now, and we'll hear a little bit from the film on cancer.
All right. Thank you very much, Gary. I'm just a little taken aback by what I'm looking at on the Daily Mail here. But do you see it there? Yeah, I'm looking right at it. Solar storms, solar flares can damage satellites and have an enormous financial cost. The charged particles can also threaten airlines by disturbing the Earth's magnetic field. Now, I don't want to be alarmist at all, Gary, but I do appreciate you bringing this information so that, as you say, that we can at least talk about it, at least have a discussion. I mean, we don't have it, and it's really a detriment to our society in general, I think. But anyway, I'm sure we'll talk about that some more. The number to call is 212-209-2950 as we go now to the an excerpt from the DVD, No More Cancer, Gary Knowles' No More Cancer on Pacifica Radio WBAI.
While the traditional therapies of chemotherapy and radiation may be effective in treating the symptoms of certain relatively rare forms of cancer, they not only do nothing to revitalize the body's immune system, they actually work to suppress it. And traditional cancer therapy fails abysmally in preventing reoccurrences. By putting all of our emphasis upon radiation, chemotherapy, or surgery, we're forgetting that that cell can reappear, even more deadly, later on.
In the old days, 125 years ago, we used to, for breast cancer treatment, remove the arm, the breast, and loss of the chest wall to treat breast cancer. Today, we're only removing the lump and some axillary nodes, followed by radiation and chemotherapy. What we have learned over all these years, that a woman who gets breast cancer today, 1996, will live as long as a woman who got it in 1930, despite all of our innovations and advances. What this means is we've made little or no progress in the treatment of breast cancer, despite our various modalities.
Okay. One of the most important questions someone can ask their oncologist is whether a particular chemotherapy or radiation treatment will actually extend their lives. And the reason I say this is because very often the person will get information that such and such a therapy has a 75% success rate, or can shrink a tumor 80% to 100%. And while this is true, this isn't giving the full picture, because what most people are interested in isn't just shrinking tumors, it's living longer. So when the oncologist talks about success rate, you really have to be very particular and make them define what they mean by success rate. Because what we actually find is that when we look at the long-term studies with chemotherapy, that they're not doing much to increase survival.
He said that if I took the chemotherapy, that there was a 5 to 10% chance that I might extend my life by 6 months. So being a poker player, I looked at the odds and decided that these were not odds at all for me, and that I had absolutely nothing to lose by going the alternative route.
And very often in a situation like this, the patient will be told that their chances will be increased by 50%. Now, that sounds pretty good on the outside, but when you find out that 50% may be 3 or 6 months increase in survival, in other words, the person that takes the chemotherapy will live, say, 6 months. If they don't take it, they'll live 3 months. When you consider the quality of life that the patient will have in those 3 extra months with nausea, low white blood counts, and other side effects of chemotherapy, that's not necessarily such a great deal. In addition, in most of the studies done with chemotherapy these days, they're really not controlled studies in the sense of a double-blind placebo. What they do now is they use one chemotherapeutic agent and they test it against another chemotherapeutic regimen, and they see which one works better. But we have no idea what happens to the patient who received no chemotherapy and absolutely no idea what happens to the patient who, say, receives chemotherapy as compared to one of the alternative modalities.
Even the traditional journals, such as the New England Journal of Medicine, have recently published articles acknowledging that conventional treatment of cancer has been, for the most part, a failure.
Chemotherapy now, in 1992, large studies from the Lancet Journal have shown that 133 randomized studies were looked at, and chemotherapy is as effective as hormonal therapy in overall length of life. So, if the lifespan is unchanged using chemotherapy or hormonal therapy, which would you pick? Something more benign, something easier to tolerate, hormonal therapy.
The problem with pharmaceuticals is that not that they don't work, but it's seen as the only way to work. And again, the problem is that the other protocols and ways of dealing with chronic degenerative diseases cannot always be patented.
I strongly feel that we need to make a tremendous change in the way we are treating cancer patients, not only because the therapies that we have available now and have had for the last 60 years are a complete failure, but because the way we are treating diseases instead of patients is interfering with the patients getting better. In my opinion, we should treat the patient, the whole patient, in cases especially like cancer.
Mastectomy doesn't, quote unquote, cure breast cancer. That cutting off the breast does not stop the spread of cancer because cancer is systemic. Now, sometimes it does work because, as I said, my aunt had a mastectomy. She's still alive today because it detoxifies the body, but there's so much better ways to detoxify the body through the natural bowels and the sweat glands and the skin to get those toxins out. And you know, if you've had a poor diet with too much meat and dairy, if you're overweight, you have a sluggish immune system, the immune system can't get through. Just like a clogged traffic jam, your immune system's not going to be efficient when your body's not clean. That's why I clean out the inside of my body periodically by juicing and undereating with whole grains and vegetables and fruits, which will scrub your body clean.
When a person comes in to have a cancer surgery, they're put on what we call nothing by mouth. So in other words, they're literally starved. It could be 1 or 2 days where they do diagnostic tests on these people, and these people are not eating. It could be nothing by mouth, just water. So virtually before a procedure, they can be undernourished because they've been kept on nothing by mouth or just water. Then following surgery, depending upon where the surgery is, they'll wait another 2 days for bowel sounds. So you have a patient that is on just an IV therapy. The IV therapy is just simply a glucose solution or a normal saline solution with maybe an antibiotic, which is non-nutritious. So therefore, the patient is not getting any nourishment. And we're talking about the days prior to surgery and the days after surgery. So now you have a person 2 or 3 days later who hasn't been nourished at all. And then after bowel sounds, or depending upon the surgery, they will start with a liquid diet. The liquid diet will include juices, clear broths, perhaps even like a very watered-down Jell-O with no nutritious value, just sugar, which requires the body twice as much energy to metabolize, but it's not really nourishment.
I think an important thing to keep in mind is that standard medicine bases the use or non-use of nutritional therapies or drug therapies on scientific studies. And briefly, scientific studies mean that you have a control group and you have your group with the cancer. And you give one or the other a substance and try to decipher whether or not that helps a person. But when you, let's say, take 100 people and give them a particular drug or a particular vitamin to see its effect, and you average it, you're coming up with this statistical average person which never existed and will never exist. So in other words, the scientific method doesn't take into account someone's individual needs for nutrition. So we shouldn't be using scientific methods to rule in or out the use of either certain drug therapies or particularly nutrition for cancer therapies. We need to base a lot of this on individual needs and individual responses for individuals in their lives. In other words, that's known as a clinical evaluation or functional evaluation, how this person functions over their lifetime given vitamin C or coenzyme Q10 or whatever else the nutritional factor might be.
You've been listening to a segment from the award-winning 4.5-hour documentary, Preventing and Reversing Cancer Naturally. We're coming up to the end of this hour. We're going to give one final go-round for the book and the video together. Absolutely essential for people who care about their health, and especially we can't force, we have no right to cross the boundaries of what people choose to accept or reject in their life as an appropriate therapy. All we can do is encourage them and support them whatever choice they make, as I do. But I know with my own family, I stopped my brother's terminal lung cancer. He was given up. He was told he had weeks to live at most. And I immediately got him to my home and went to work on him. The very things I did for my brother are in this book. My father was the same. I wasn't able to help my mother because she wouldn't stop smoking and she died of a heart attack in the middle of the night using synthetic hormone replacement therapy. So I know the frustration of many of you because I have also experienced it when you know what people should do, but they respect those boundaries even if what they're doing to themselves. So let's get the best information in people's hands. Sit and watch the documentary 4.5 hours, even if you watch a half hour at a time, and discuss it, dialogue on it. And that could save someone's life. It gives you options. Michael G., let's give the final call out for this wonderful, life-saving, health-enhancing documentary, Preventing and Reversing Cancer Naturally. 4.5 hours, by the way, with the best holistic alternative medical minds in the country, the therapies, the people, and the book, the new, brand-new hardback book, No More Cancer, the two together, $150, tax-deductible, and get this into their hands as it is going to be needed. If you don't have cancer, read the book. It's interesting reading. Watch the film. You will not find a boring moment in it. And then that will help guide you in your choices to prevent cancer. If you know someone who has cancer, and we all do, then share it with them. Share it with them so at least they know what options are available. Most people don't. Most people don't know that there are people who have been cured of cancer using non-invasive, Many people try to reach out to Angelina Jolie to see if she'd have a conversation with me because I've saved so many women's breasts from being mutilated who had no cancer, but they tested positive for the gene. And I have the science to show that that science is flawed science and that they have 1,000 things that they could do to prevent, even if there was a legitimate 100% gold standard. If you have the gene you will that you test for breast cancer, you'll get it. There's ways of interfering in the body's genetic makeup to prevent cancer on a natural level, but that was not successful. Mm-hmm. But we can be successful in helping other cancer and save them from breast cancer. So let's give the numbers out. Sure. Final call, last 60 seconds.
Sure. Final call. That's a complete guide to preventing, treating, and overcoming cancer. It's by Gary Null for a $75 pledge. If you just want the DVD, this is a two DVD set available now. $75 at 212-209-2950. If you go to the website that is give2wbai.org, you have to use the number 2, so give2 wbai.org, and in the right on the right hand side you'll see where it says search. Just put in No More Cancer. No More Cancer, and it'll drop down, and you can get either the two DVD set by itself, $75, or the DVD
and the book together. 212-209-2950. That's a $150 tax deductible pledge to WBAI. 212-209-2950. This is an expanded edition of the Gary Null Show on WBAI. The program regularly airs Monday through Friday at 12 noon. Right now we're in our a fall membership drive, and we are using this vehicle, Gary Null's Complete Guide to Preventing, Treating, and Overcoming Cancer, for a fundraising, a membership drive vehicle right now. $75, No More Cancer, the two DVD set, 212-209-2950, No More Cancer, the package, the book, and the two DVD set for $150, 212-209-2950. Gary, people are calling in right now, and they're calling in to get the
book. Oh, good.
Book
how many
DVD
calls are coming in?
Let's see, over the past, like, four minutes or so, there have been at least six calls that have come
excellent.
In.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you. We appreciate that. And the book, by the way, is the result of a lifetime of research and working in the field of public health. For those of you who are not aware of it, I hold a PhD in human nutrition and public health science. I'm a professor at Fairleigh Dickinson. And I'm a registered board-certified nutritionist and a dietitian and a research fellow at the Institute of Applied Biology and Anti-Aging Medicine, developing and completing more than 145 scientific studies, and even as we speak right now, conducting a clinical study on diabetes, obesity, and high blood pressure. It's only about 3 weeks to completion of that. So my research clinical experience in the field of health and public health issues is years. So I'm not coming at this as just a lay person to anecdotal evidence. No. I really put everything through an acid test of having to be shown, does this work? And knowing science as I do, I can look for the weaknesses in a hypothesis, a theory, and so that I don't offer the public anything that I'm not confident could really help them. So I'm giving you the best that I know when it comes to the people, the experts, and a lot of people would love to be filmed and would be easily filmed, but they don't have anything new to say, and they don't have the results. I'm looking for results, not effort. I'm looking for people that can say, here are the results of us helping people with these type of cancers. We did it natural, non-toxic. That's what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. And that's what is in this film, 4.5 hours. Now, it also won the Houston Film Fest International Film Awards for Best Medical Documentary. Mm. So it's got a good reputation. It's won several film festivals. So it's a multi-award-winning documentary, 4.5 hours long. Last 20 seconds. Last time to go to the phones and call.
Okay, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. This expanded edition of the Gary Null Show on WBAI. 212-209-2950.
Okay, let's take a 60-second break.
Right.
And we will say we're happy everyone called, and we'll be back in a moment. Please stay with us.
And we'll do just that and be right back. This is WBAI.
My fellow Americans.
Just 2 hours ago, Allied Air Forces began an attack on military targets in Iraq and Kuwait. These attacks continue as I speak.
Their mission is to attack Iraq's nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons programs and its military capacity to threaten its neighbors. Their purpose is to protect the national interests of the United States and indeed the interests of people throughout the Middle East and around the world.
I want Americans and all the world to know that coalition forces will make every effort to spare innocent civilians from harm. And helping Iraqis achieve a united, stable, and free country will require our sustained commitment.
I want to explain why I have decided, with the unanimous recommendation of my national security team, to use force in Iraq, why we have acted now, and what we aim to accomplish.
As Commander-in-Chief, my highest priority is the security of the American people.
We will defend our freedom. We will bring freedom to others. Our country and all who defend.
WBAI, speaking truth to power for over 50 years. WBAI, your community alternative.
And we're back, and continuing this expanded edition of the Gary Nall Show on this membership drive. And welcome back, Gary.
Hi, Michael G., and I'd like to say we really appreciate the opportunity to be here in this hour. My normal hour is Monday through Friday, noon to 1. I've been on WBAI daily for 38 years, and March 10th will be 39 years, closing in on 40 years, and we are in the midst of a fund drive, and the idea was, I met with Mario and our program, interim program director, and he said, how do you think that we can make this better? And I said, the best way will not turn off the radio during a fund drive, which they tend to do, by the way, in all media, is make the programming interesting. So give good quality information, just don't pitch. So that has been our philosophy, that we give information that empowers people, positive information, that people can use in a good way, and then do very little pitching. In fact, Michael G. and I take longer before we get to the phone number and the price than any other program anywhere in America on that. You go to NPR, PBS. I'm on PBS. I was on PBS 1,200 times in the last 14 months. I was either the number one or number two program in each of the markets I was in. And I know how they pitch there. It's called a hold and release, where the person standing beside you is kind of barely touching your arm, but if you start to talk too much, they'll kind of pinch it. Hold and release. Mm-hmm. And off camera, there's a guy with a sign saying, pitch, 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 and then release, then pitch and release. In any case, we don't do that. Instead, we believe that with the quality of the intelligence and social activism and insight on issues of our audience on WBAI, and especially my audience on health and social and environmental issues, you don't have to pitch every minute. Give the information out, take your time, give a context to it, and then the people decide whether or not that's something they want. And so that's what we're doing, and it's been very successful. We've had the most successful pledges thus far in this drive, with the survival package, which is very important and very timely, since, as you know, NASA released the latest photographs of the sun with the major sunbursts. These are huge plasmas of radiation going out from the sun, and these solar bursts, if one of them hit Earth, which is inevitable, electricity, we'd have no quality of life at all. We would be, in effect, thrown back to the 1800s. And how many people today would know how to survive, what to eat, where to, if they didn't have any electricity because of water pumps, gas pumps, everything, air conditioners, heatings, nuclear power plants, all internet, telephones, all are based upon electricity. So we did the definitive program on surviving a solar storm, with a three-hour CD and solar stuff, survival stuff. And then on helping women with women's health issues, we had that. On cancer, preventing and reversing cancer, we did a definitive hour on that. And on becoming a police state, we did that. So we've been offering new and original premiums that are helping people in different areas of their life. So this hour, we want to offer something brand new that would really be important, and that is a book, a hardback book, on no more diabetes. Now, this is different. There are books on diabetes out there, and that's fine, and they're premiums on BA, and I'm sure they're good premiums. And I have nothing ill to say about them, and I wouldn't, because A, it's just bad manners, and B, we have more than one truth in this world. In everything, you know, we're looking for multiple truths. So here's what makes No More Diabetes, the hardback book that I've written, and the documentary, the award-winning documentary, Preventing and Reversing Diabetes Naturally. And it's a three-hour plus CD award-winning documentary. First to the book. diabetes is the fastest growing disease in the United States and worldwide. We have between diabetics, pre-diabetics, and people with metabolic syndrome about 100 million Americans, almost one-third of the adult population. We have the most obesity, the most heart disease, the most cancer, the most stroke of any developed country in the world. And we're fatter than the population, the fattest. If you took all of the fat people in China, we have more fat people in the United States. That says something, since we're only about 318 million, and they've got 1.3 billion. So what I did was, I looked at all the people that I've helped with diabetes, and there are thousands I've helped in metabolic syndrome. And I also put together a human study. Now, I've done over 46 human studies. And that's where you really see the truth of anything. You see, if you're a clinical nutritionist or a dietitian or a holistic nurse or a naturopath, a homeopath, or a medical doctor, and you see your patients and you're monitoring them, you have what is known as empirical evidence, meaning your patient saw you, you gave them a protocol, and over a period of time, and the patient responded or didn't respond, and you modified it. And that's important for that doctor and that patient and that relationship. But that's not the same as creating a real scientific basis. And to do that, you have to do a study. And so I did the studies. And in the study that I did, Michael, you could only get in the study if you had a letter from your physician that you had diagnosed diabetes and you were on medication. And generally, that's insulin. And then we had our own medical doctors, board certified, that would review all of their blood workups and their hormone levels and impedance and blood pressure. We had the nurses doing all this. But at no point in our study was any medicine ever given or taken away, meaning they could continue doing everything they were doing with their physician, but we were focused upon lifestyle and behavior modification. So this is, by the way, and I'm not aware of anywhere in the literature that this had ever been done before. So we had a large group, hundreds of individuals, and for over 1 year, we worked with these people on a weekly basis, meeting with them about 3 hours a week. And we would go, they had to keep diaries, daily diaries, and we would get them an exercise protocol so they would learn how to exercise, even took them into the power walk, and then gave them light weights so they could do resistance exercises. If they were too heavy, like many of them were morbidly obese, we took them to a swimming pool, showed them how to do walking in the pool and body movements in the pool so that they would still be hitting all their muscle groups. We show them how to change over all pro-inflammatory foods so that they had nothing but quality alkaline foods that were alkaline at the body's 7.2, 7.7 level. We got them off all their sugars. We eliminated all their meat and fish and nothing with a face or heartbeat, and all the mucus that was pouring out of people's bodies. You would be amazed after 3 weeks, people said, you know, I used to wake up every morning and I had that little goo in the edge of my eye. That's not there anymore. I used to have dark circles under my arm. I used to have puffiness under my eye. Those were allergens. I used to have pains in my joints. You know, I'd get up in the morning and it would take me a while before I could really walk. I'd have swelling in my calves. And all these things began to improve. So by about 5 months, people had lost a lot of weight. By the way, in the latest health support group I'm doing, which is on diabetes right now, it's the third one I'm doing, but we added in high blood pressure because most people who are diabetic have high blood pressure. And most people who have diabetes are overweight. So we added overweight, diabetes, and high blood pressure and depression all from one group. And lo and behold, one woman Tuesday night, and we're meeting with this group, we're meeting with 3 months because I've modified the protocols. I don't have to take a year with someone to help them get over diabetes. I can do it in 3 months. So in the first 8 weeks, this woman has lost 41 pounds.
Wow.
41 pounds. But her blood pressure, which was off the charts, isn't. Blood sugar, she's dropped 100 points in her fasting blood sugar. 100 points. She would wake up in the morning, her blood sugar would be about 190 to 200. Now it's around 85. Then she wasn't the only one. Everyone in the room has showed improvements. And by the way, you'll see him. You know John Q from the Running Walking Club?
Oh, yes, I heard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Big John. Mm-hmm. John takes him down to Riverside Park, and we walk him down there, two groups, and they're doing great. And just Tuesday night, I said, all right, all of you with diabetes, what have you seen change? Well, here's what the hands went up. Okay. Lost weight without dieting. No more allergies. Their allergens are clearing up. Better night's sleep, more energy, not waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. Their mood swings are being lifted because we gave them a whole understanding about the food-mood connection. The many foods that you never question actually interfere in the biochemistry of brain chemistry and end up causing you to feel moody, bluey, down, melancholy, no zest for life. And so now they've got really up positive moods and emotions. One person said that his wife doesn't know what happened to him because he would walk around always kind of grumpy and never wanted to do anything. And now he has a positive attitude and she doesn't know what he did. And because he's happy and she wasn't used to happiness. And we have a transit worker who said that the swelling in his ankles were always there. There's no swelling whatsoever. We have a woman who is a seamstress, and she said that she used to have arthritis in her hands, made it so bad. Now she has no arthritis pain. Everyone said pain is being relieved. Now, mind you, I only have one protocol. So they're all doing the same thing, and they're losing weight, feeling great, getting muscle, and better energy, clarity of thought, better emotions, and a big, big improvement in depression, huge improvement in depression. So the first thing we do is we clean up the system. And this is all in, by the way, this is a big book, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
The hardback book is 440 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a wasted, I don't like fluff writing. I like everything to mean something. So we start in here with everything that people have to do, making simple lists about what foods you eat and which of those foods are causing inflammation and causing impacting your blood sugar so you can eliminate it. Mm-hmm. And then once we get the elimination part, the causes of this whole metabolic problem, this diabetic problem, what are the culprits? Then we go through insulin deficiency. For years, medicine ascribed diabetes to deficiency, and it was thought the body didn't produce enough insulin to take care of any excess of blood sugar. Much more recent research established the results. One that came as a surprise is those who believed in the old model that many diabetics produce enough insulin. It's just not being properly absorbed. Mm. The problem was not that they lacked insulin, but that their cells either were insensitive or resisted taking it up. So then I teach people all about insulin insensitivity. So what would make a cell insensitive or resistant? Insulin enters the cells through the receptor sites. And, Michael, when these sites are plugged due to an adherence of fat, there's your hamburger, cheeseburger, cholesterol, your milkshakes, there's your muffins, mm-hmm. there's your chocolate bars, and these can also be plugged with cholesterol. Now, not all the insulin seeking entry can get in, and it bounces back in the bloodstream. Think of a mischievous child caught fighting in the playground. Who is told by the principal to go to the detention room, and however, once there, he promptly climbs out the window and rejoins the outdoor scuffle instead of staying in the building. Well, when too much glucose gets into the blood because it has been turned away from the clogged receptors, this creates what is called hyperglycemia, or high blood sugar. And chronic hyperglycemia is the defining characteristic of diabetes. So if you uptick the blood sugar, the cells not being able to take in all the glucose directed their way, then the culprit causing the disease is not a lack of insulin in the body, but its inability to accomplish its mission by entering the cells. And so forth. So, and this is what we have found is a major issue.
Mm-hmm.
So then we also have what is called insulin resistance. While insulin occurs when the cells are partially blocked, as I just mentioned, the inlet of blood sugar, the closely related phenomenon of insulin resistance is found when allergic responses or other factors hinder insulin's activity. And again, there's an adequate amount of insulin available for the body, but most commonly, a particular food allergy. Allergy is interfering. And there's no one set of allergy-creating foods. There are a lot of them, and it's easy to test. Wheat, however, is at the top of the list. I see wheat, corn, soy being the three top allergens. Mm. And when we get those out of the diet, suddenly a person's blood sugar starts to normalize. Mm. And we've helped type 1 and type 2 diabetics this way by getting them on an allergy-free protocol and getting their... And then almost all diabetics end up sooner or later blind because of it's a side effect of the diabetes. And diabetes, when you have raised blood sugar, it's going to damage the vessels leading to the eyes, and that's blindness. And cataracts, retinopathy, glaucoma is going to happen. So then you want to feed the eyes certain nutrients. You want to help the eyes. And by the way, we find that what helps diabetics also helps Alzheimer's and cognitive impairment. So we're always asking people in the groups, how's your Alzheimer's? How's your cognitive impairment? And we find they all work together. So anyhow, we get people on a detox program. We show them which foods detox, which juices detox, how to balance out their meals, what are low glycemic foods, which are high glycemic foods, and then exercise is so important, and allergy testing and getting rid of allergens is important, and then a healthy diet, living foods, cook the right way, prepare the right way, lots of raw foods. And when we say cooking, never cooking so you couldn't put your finger in the sauce, then it keeps everything alive. But when in my protocol that I outline in great detail in the book, in No More Diabetes, the hardback book, A Complete Guide to Preventing and Treating and Reversing Diabetes, I go into chromium, picolinate, vitamin C, how much, 1,000, 5 times a day, 1,000 milligrams, biotin, vitamin B6, B12. I'm offering a lot more B12 than any other protocol I know out there because I know how important it is. And vitamin E, but not just any vitamin E. You don't want the alpha tocopherols. You want the gamma tocopherol twice a day, 400 units. And the calcium, not just from calcium from chelate. You want the calcium from citrate, 1,000 milligrams. Magnesium, again, 1,000 milligrams from citrate. Potassium, 300 milligrams. You want the zinc, 30 milligrams. And selenium, 200 micrograms. And quercetin, I'm very big on quercetin and diabetes and losing weight. And it's, for me, I'm suggesting 4,000 milligrams divided doses. And then the GLA, L-carnitine, to help your heart if you have diabetes so you don't have a heart attack. And then inositol and vanadyl sulfate and the B-complex and garlic and bitter melons. Very, I don't know on their protocols, but I found it phenomenal. And also the... aloe vera, alpha-lipoic acid, N-acetylcysteine, turmeric, dandelion extract, sea vegetables, maitake mushroom, proteolytic enzymes after every meal, a special type of fiber, about 30 to 50 grams a day, L-carnosine, DHEA, the mother of all hormones, it makes all the other hormones, milk thistle, green tea, a bilberry, cinnamon is very important, cinnamon every morning in the health shake, and a organic coffee berry extract. That is not coffee. It is the berry, the organic berry from which coffee is made, which is rich in phenolic acids. And you need that. You need chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is the great rejuvenator of the pancreas. And then chromium. And then I describe each and every nutrient, what it does, why we need it, how much we need, and what we can reasonably expect. And then I bring in all the experts. I have one chapter in the book where everyone who is an expert in treating diabetes naturally, such as Dr. Chris Kortman, I want his protocols. And Dr. Harold Shasinski, I have his protocols in here. And Dr. Chris Calliope, I have his protocols in here. I'm a big believer, Dr. Richard Brown, I have his complete protocols. Dr. Sabina Rowski, and Dr. Martin Feldman. And why I do, I never want anyone to think that I'm only interested in my own protocols. It's not true. Mm-hmm. I believe that the future is we, not me. Mm-hmm. I'm a big believer in the collective efforts to work together towards a common goal. So I seek out people and I say, I'm doing a new book. I want the best that you can give me to share with the audience on how you've helped people. So I might have 10, 15 different people's experts, and these are people I respect and who've shown by their published work and their studies that they know what they're doing. And then, of course, with my own clinical study, I'm able to give the results, and they're always positive. And the more people stick to the protocol, the healthier it is for them. So that's what I have in this particular book. And also I have a chapter that I haven't seen anyone else write. And I don't know if it's in any other book on diabetes. It's called Do Vaccines Contribute to Diabetes? And the overwhelming evidence in here, especially type 1 diabetes, is yes, it does. Is there any way we can detoxify from vaccines? The answer is yes, you can. And then I talk about the need for having brain messengers, meaning nutrients and the impact of the brain and the gut together. And then I have all these wonderful testimonies of people who have been in the support groups who've made major improvements in everything from heart palpitations and nervousness and insomnia and breathlessness and bowel problems, fatigue, trembling of the hands, all of which are common in diabetics. Muscle weakness, hair loss, all these we have seen improve and reverse. And also I have a big chapter 7 on sweet suicide, what we don't know about many sugars, but there are some sugars like palm sugar that's a person can have because it has a low glycemic index. I go through everything, especially the sugar alternatives, and then I have all people want charts, so I give them charts on here are the foods you shouldn't eat, here are the foods you can eat, here's their glycemic, meaning here's the ones that will release their sugars naturally so you won't have a problem, like the low glycemic, like barley and chickpeas and rice bran. And then the ones that you don't want to eat, bagels, Cheerios, corn chips, corn flakes, cornmeal, couscous, crackers, cream of wheat, English muffins, so that you have choices. Lots of choices. And then I have a whole chapter on superfoods, why goji berries and all these play such an important part, and wonderful recipes, breakfast, lunch, dinner, eating programs, juicing programs. I have that in here as well. And then I have over 100 testimonials. This is just one. Fatima. I was a sugar addict and ate 2 pounds of it per day, creating a sick, uncomfortable body. I overate using junk food. My energy was low, my skin was bad, and my blood pressure and cholesterol were high. This inability to control myself stressed me. As I listened to Gary, I thought about freeing myself from these habits. I joined a support group. It is wonderful to be free of compulsive eating. I lost 50 pounds. I do not crave sugar. My cholesterol and blood pressure are lower. And I have real vital energy. Problem solving comes easily. My marriage is happier, and I meditate. The foods I eat are healthier, and so is my outlook. Fran, my skin condition embarrassed me. The sagging moles and dark age spots on my body sadden me. The energy I used to enjoy decreased with age. Tests indicated high LDL and low HDL. I watched my hair change color and noticed my mental function decrease. My hair was falling out. The reasons for these unpleasant changes were explained to us in meetings of the health support group. The foods we eat, water we drink, and thoughts we think all contribute to body malfunctions. I learned reasons for detoxification, why we need it, and what we will experience. As we begin, I realized I suffered from years of bad eating, bad thinking. Today I follow the protocol and always will. The result is a new, healthy, optimistic me. Facial moles are gone. The moles are all gone. My skin is tighter. My age spots gone. My attitude and my body are more youthful. My new hair grows in dark brown. Also, my blood tests went from high risk to normal. And I'm full of energy and open to change without fear. The support group gave me back my life. Now, I have 100 testimonials in here. No, excuse me, I'm just looking at the back of the book. I've got 200 testimonials. 200, Michael. 200 people.
Wow.
the last one was number 200. There could have been more, but that's how many we put in here.
Mm-hmm.
All ages, all walks of life. And then the back last chapter of the book are scientific references and resources to show this is based on good science. So that's the book. With the book is a 3+ hour award-winning documentary, Preventing and Reversing Diabetes Naturally. All that is a premium to WBAI. Over to you, Michael.
That's right. No More Diabetes, Preventing and Reversing Diabetes the Natural Way. The DVD and the book, that's available, $125 pledge, just $125 pledge to WBAI at 212-209-2950. If you want the book as a standalone or the DVD as a standalone, it's just a $75 tax-deductible contribution to the station, supporting WBAI, supporting the Gary Null Show. Almost 40 years on this radio station, an incredible run. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. I'm looking at the site right now, and it is give2wbai.org, and that's the number 2. So give2wbai.org. In the right-hand corner, there's a little window that says search. So just put in No More Diabetes, and Gary Null's No More Diabetes will pop right up. $75 for the book, $75 for the DVD, or if you want the combination, that's the book, DVD together. It's for $125. It's a tax-deductible pledge to WBAI. Let us hear from you now at 212-209-2950. We only have a few minutes left, just at the top of the hour, and we'll be out of here for today. So a number of people are calling in. Let's just see. I got about 25 people that have called in already, Gary. Right now we're into offering this DVD on diabetes, No More Diabetes. We're offering that as a thank you gift to you for supporting WBAI. Gary Null's No More Diabetes, Preventing and Reversing Diabetes the Natural Way. $75. Let us hear from you now, folks. 212-209-2950.
And let's go to the film.
All right, let's go to the film. We shall go to the film. Right now we have a clip from the DVD, Gary's film, No More Diabetes, here on WBAI. 212-209-2950.
Now we're going to hear from Dr. Sabina Grotowski. Not only is she an internist, but she's also has a background in anti-aging medicine. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Gary. As an internist who I think has made the transition from traditional internal medicine to anti-aging, functional, and regenerative medicine, I realize more and more that prevention is the key to everything, and I don't think we're doing such a fantastic job of it. As someone once said, if in the beginning stages, a disease is very difficult to recognize and very easy to treat. In the end stages, it's pretty easy to recognize and very difficult to treat. We have little that we can offer patients. So starting with that premise, diabetes is a continuum. It's not one disease. It's a continuum that includes hypertension, that includes hyperlipidemia, decreased HDL, increased triglycerides, and of course abdominal obesity. And we cannot take type 2 diabetes and take it out of context. I have very few patients that I know who are thin type 2 diabetics. So I think we have to expand the way that we look, the way that we try to diagnose the disease, and the way that we try to prevent it. And if we don't look for something, we're never going to find it. Therefore, if anybody, I usually start by looking for any evidence of leaky gut syndrome. Leaky gut syndrome is extremely important because in this modern day and age, everyone is inundated with toxins. We're all poisoned with heavy metals, herbicides, pesticides, fried foods, stress levels, lack of sleep, adrenal fatigue, which all leads to leaky gut syndrome and dysbiosis. And as we know, 80% of our immunity is in the gut. So that's one of the first things that I would test for. The second thing is, of course, we look for thyroid issues. We look to see if someone is hypothyroid, but there's also type 2 hypothyroidism, which means that the receptors are blocked and you can have blood tests that are completely normal. And this stems from lack of nutrients, from lack of microelements. We look for hormone issues, male and female hormones, which are extremely important. We address the issues of adrenal fatigue, cortisol. Then we look for nutrient deficiencies. However, we can bombard the patient with all the nutrients in the world, but if we haven't fixed their leaky gut, we haven't addressed the issue of intestinal dysbiosis, candidiasis, lack of good bacteria, then we're never going to get anywhere as far as treating the patients with all the micronutrients in the world. It's good medicine. It's good prevention, and I think that's the way we have to start looking at patients, and that's the way we have to start treating patients and try to get away from our so-called standard of care.
Excellent information. Thank you very much. Just imagine how many different approaches there are to any condition. So this idea that in American medicine, the average physician should be looking at a single cause, a single type of treatment, that's archaic. You're seeing the integration of multiple concepts into one patient. Dr. Martin Feldman is assistant clinic professor of neurology at Mount Sinai Medical School in New York City. He is a board-certified neurologist, considered one of the leading holistic neurologists in America. He's published over 65 papers in peer-reviewed journals. Dr. Feldman specializes in helping people who have blood sugar imbalances, including a lot of diabetics and hypoglycemics. Nice to have you with us, Marty.
Thank you, Gary. There's an epidemic in America of hypoglycemia, not only diabetes, but also hypoglycemia, meaning glucose is low, hypo, low, glycemia, glucose. The problem is that it's episodic. The body has a thermostat which controls the glucose minute by minute, and the glucose has to be maintained at a certain level. If the glucose level falls too much or goes down rapidly, the brain is affected because the major fuel of the brain is glucose. That glucose level can cause episodic symptoms, meaning you get a symptom, it comes for a while. Many people learn if they eat a little bit, the symptom goes away, or they may in time just see the symptom abates and it occurs again and again. The episodic is the key word because it comes and it goes. And therefore, most physicians will not be able to test it properly. Glucose levels are an important issue, but the glucose level usually is just of one moment. When the needle goes into the arm and gets out some blood, the glucose is taken at that moment. But that moment, the glucose is commonly okay. So the patient has to understand they have to diagnose themselves partially. And how do they do that? Well, they commonly will learn to carry around food, or to, when they feel badly enough, go and eat something. They tend to crave carbohydrate. But the key is the symptom also tends to be brain-related, such as episodic headache, dizziness that's episodic, brain fog that's episodic, concentration falters. Also, the need to have caffeine commonly is part of that. For example, the British, they've learned to have tea time. Tea time is usually about 3 o'clock, 3:30. They eat lunch maybe 1 o'clock, so 2-3 hours later, glucose may be down. They take tea, which has caffeine, brings the glucose back up. They've solved the problem for that moment. Many people also have been told that, well, the thing to do for hypoglycemia is to take frequent small meals with protein. That does help a great deal, but it doesn't fix the problem, and this is the problem. There's an internal thermostat, and it is composed of the following. The pancreas, we've all heard about insulin. Pancreas is key. Pancreas has insulin and glucagon. The adrenals have glucocorticoids, which tend to harmonize glucose levels, and the liver has glycogen. We have to go back and rebalance the thermostat. Pancreas tends to like the following nutrients very, very, very much. Chromium, you may have to have a higher dose. 200 micrograms is a beginning dose. You may have to go double up. Picolinate or other types of chromium are very effective. They're inexpensive. They're very safe to take. They do the job very, very well. Next is zinc. Zinc is a simple mineral, inexpensive. Again, there are many forms of zinc. There's a chelate, there's picolinate, there's many forms of good zinc. You may have to start at 20 milligrams, may have to go to 40 or even 60. Next would be manganese, not magnesium, but manganese commonly does help. 10 milligrams or even more to help the pancreas to rebalance. B-complex, 50 milligrams per tablet or more, 3 or 4 times a day. Next would be the adrenals. If the adrenals are not working properly, the glucose level of the thermostat is not working optimally. Adrenals are a little more complex, but it's very, very treatable. First would be diagnosis. DHEA-S is a very good, simple blood test for adrenal function. If the adrenals are low or weak, that DHEA-S will be low. Cortisol may call resistance or adrenal weakness. Cortisol can be tested, especially the morning level is when the cortisol is highest in the body. One more test would be Raglan blood pressure test. Take the resting blood pressure horizontal. You wait a few minutes, then you take the blood pressure again immediately upon rising, standing up. In the normal adrenal function person, that level of blood pressure, the systolic, the higher number, if it's like 110 over 80, systolic is the 110, the higher number is the systolic. As you go from horizontal to vertical, the brain has to be fueled by the blood with the glucose in it to pump against gravity, so the blood pressure has to actually go up. The systolic has to rise. In people with low adrenal function, it may stay the same, or commonly it even falls. The systolic falls. They may even get a little bit dizzy at the time. It takes them a while to get the adrenal back on track. Adrenal needs work. What do we do to get the adrenal back on track? Vitamin C, very important for adrenal function. Pantothenic acid, rhodiola herb, homeopathic sarcode, even glandular adrenal. Next would be, what do we do about the liver? The liver has stored glycogen, which it releases to help to normalize blood sugar. You could test liver meridian. It's a little bit complex. You'd have to have an acupuncturist or someone knowledgeable on how to test acupuncture meridians. That liver meridian will be weak way, way before the blood test shows it. Liver can be rebalanced. First off, digestion was just mentioned very heavily in terms of testing for digestion, in terms of leaky gut, in terms of getting digestion back on track. The liver loves to get the digestion back on track because the liver has to really receive all of the bad stuff from a faulty, leaky gut that throws liver off balance. So digestion is number one. Milk thistle would be an herb for the liver. There are many, many other herbs for the liver. Detoxification is critical to get the liver back on balance. So we have to go back to the thermostat. Now, why do we care about this? It's just annoyance. Is that the case? Do what you got to do to just control it. This is the key. It is a early, early sign that if you do nothing over, it may take years, may take 2, 3, 4, 5 years. You will maintain hypoglycemic for many years. You're going to become diabetic. I've seen this hundreds of patients. Conversely, even when you're diabetic, you should consider the thermostat. Everyone focuses so much just on the pancreatic insulin. They don't look at the adrenal much and the liver much. But for total, we'll call it holistic treatment of diabetes and pre-diabetes, which is hypoglycemia, you have to consider the thermostat. You got to repair the thermostat.
You've been listening to Dr. Martin Feldman, just one of many speakers who are in the film on diabetes. And I brought together the finest minds, medical minds, homeopathic minds in the country for this award-winning 3+ hour DVD set to deal with metabolic syndrome, prediabetes, diabetes, depression, heart disease, obesity. All of that is covered by the protocol. Psychological strategies to overcome poor lifestyle habits, stress management techniques. It's all in here, and it's definitive. Plus the book, and it's a major book, No More Diabetes. It's a hardback book, and it tells you how to prevent and overcome diabetes. Now, let me just give you an example, because I saw the other pro premiums that are offered, and good. I'm glad they are offered. We need a variety. MBI is known for having a variety of opinions and a variety of outputs, and they can all be constructed. They can all be positive parts of the puzzle. And that's why I believe in offering forums for multiple people to share their points of view. For example, who we've saved from having their toes or legs amputated, and because ulceration at various locations plagues many patients with diabetes and causes conditions that warrants, in the doctor's mind, amputation. But they're not looking at how we would approach it. The therapies that are the high-level vitamin E therapies that are shown to improve that, the high vitamin A and vitamin C intravenous that have prevented that gangrene, even topical applications of colloidal silver. Then there's a special new type of colloidal silver that I'll bet none of the doctors who are on this station are even aware of. you know, that really makes a difference. And but we're on top of that, and we know about that because we're on top of all the, we have scholars and residents here in my office, so we're always on top of everything that's going on new. Manuka honey, the highest grade honey, the 40 grade. But also, what about the herbs, the phytonutrients that are known to have antibiotic? Chicory, Indian snake root, thyme, safflower, Indian fig, dandelion, rice paper plant, jack bean, flax, barley, evening primrose, alfalfa. And these phytochemicals with insulin-sparing properties include coconut and common plantain and prickly pear cactus, aloe vera, fenugreek, bitter melon. And then what about a topical treatment for ulcers? You realize how many people die each year of ulcers? 88,000 die of bed sores, which is just an ulcer. And diabetics are more likely to have these ulcers. And there's topical, natural topical raw manuka.